Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Lisa from TalkBox Radio. It has been a while. I wanted to just do a show today about dealing with Mother's Day, if you're having trouble with it for some reason. And there are actually many people who have estranged adult children or child. Is that you? Well, in this episode, I'm going to be exploring this topic and hope to be of some help to those of you who are struggling with this. I found a really great website. I'd like to recommend this to anybody. It's called rejectedparents.net, rejectedparents.net. And there are many articles on here, some of which you might be able to relate to. This is written by Sherry McGregor, M-A. She spells her name S-H-E-R-I and M-C-G-R-E-G-O-R. I'm going to just read a little bit off of the website, and hopefully this will be helpful to some of you out there who are listening. She's also written a few books, Done with Crying, and then she has the Done with a Crying workbook and Beyond Done with Crying. So she explores what this is like for parents to deal with an estranged child and I guess how to start to get past that. Mother's Day is the topic, though, as you know. And we are, I don't know why, we have all of these rituals. One of them is the holiday that comes around year after year. You know how that goes. The problem with that is that if you don't have a successful day, then you have to wait all the way until next year. You know what I mean? And it's like, it can feel like a reflection, in this case, of your worth as a parent or worth as a mother. So it's kind of, it can be kind of cruel for many mothers to go through that. So I'm just going to read a little bit from her website, and you're also welcome to call in if you'd like to talk. If you happen to be catching this episode, I'd welcome your call if you wanted to share something about what you are going through today or tomorrow, as it were, because it's the eve of Mother's Day right now. When you listen to this, it may already be Mother's Day or after Mother's Day. So anyway, I'm going to read you one article from her website, Mother's Day, Triggering Pain for Mothers of Estranged Adults. Here it comes again, Mother's Day in the United States and in Canada. Mothers of estranged adult children in the UK have already seen Mother's Day come and go. Soon, mothers in Canada and the States will be on the other side of the holiday, too, until next year, when it rolls around all over again. That's just what I was talking about. Hang in there. Mother's Day won't stop coming just because we're estranged. And having spoken with thousands of parents, thousands who've been cut off by adult children, the reality is that the situation may not be ending for you anytime soon either. That's why it's so important for you to adapt. Then she says, what can you do? Since starting this site, I've written a few articles about getting through Mother's Day when adult children are estranged. Now, let me just say one thing here. I feel that mothers should not have to get through Mother's Day. I also feel that Mother's Day should be every day. If you've done your parenting, you've been responsible and committed to your child or children, you deserve a special acknowledgement every single day. That's my theory. So here she's talking about getting through it, right? So she says you'll find in them practical advice and concrete tips. She's talking about the website and the articles here. You'll also find comments from mothers of estranged adult children who share their experiences and acknowledge the emotional pain. So again, you can go directly to this website right now, rejectedparents.net, and you can contribute. You can answer posts and it's a really good way to feel a sense of community with other people. You know, they say misery loves company, right? Well, it is very comforting to know that you are not alone in this. So I am going to continue reading here. Mother's Day, when adult children are estranged, avoiding extra hurt. Mother's Day, like any time when we're particularly reminded of an estranged adult child and the relationship we used to share, can trigger an onslaught of feelings. While it's helpful to acknowledge the pain, it's also easy to slip into a looping circle of thoughts that bring us down. Everyone else is having fun, and I'm sitting home alone. What did I do to deserve this? This is so embarrassing. Nobody understands. Each of us has our own personal version of woeful thoughts. And scrolling through Facebook with its stream of happy family shots might fuel the feelings behind them. Protect yourself if you need to. Just as social media can push emotional buttons, going to a brunch on Mother's Day when you'll be surrounded by families also might not be helpful either. You have other adult children or family who want to take you out? Remember, this is your day. You get to choose. Take care of yourself. He continues, coping mindfully. What else might make you feel sad or lonely? Make a few notes of what will hurt or help, and then be proactive. Mother's Day, when your adult children are estranged, is similar to other times that are particularly hurtful because they remind you of loss, stress, or grief. In my book, Done with the Crying, Help and Healing for Mothers of Estranged Adult Children, is one story. Julia misses her only son in one story here. They were very close, and in the early mornings, he used to call her daily to chat. Julia had come to expect those calls. So after the estrangement, she would stare at the silent phone. Time gaped, and she felt horribly alone and sad. Before her son walked away from the family, Julia's mornings revolved around those calls. Their chat sessions had become part of her routine. They connected her to her son and to the life they shared. But post-estrangement, Julia learned to adapt. Using one of the tools in the first chapter of the book, the first step toward her healing was to alter her routine. Looking at her phone each morning, wishing it would ring, only reminded her of what she'd lost. I'd also like to read you from another article she wrote, which I just think is great. Getting through Mother's Day when an adult child is estranged is no easy feat. And again, I am reading from the website rejectedparents.net. Some of us feel sad and hurt and lonely. Others tremble with a hope for contact we don't quite admit because we fear we'll be disappointed. Some moms dread the text or email we figure is coming. Happy Mother's Day, or even I love you, thumbed into a tiny smartphone screen or typed into an email, doesn't match the roar of silence the rest of the year. And then, instead of joy on our special day, we find ourselves angry and full of anguish. Even for moms whose other children remain close, the day holds a sense of loss for the one who is missing. But not wanting to spoil the festivities, we likely hold those feelings in. Getting through Mother's Day when an adult child is estranged takes a little planning. Here are some here are six ideas to help mothers of estranged adult children get through the holiday. Scoff at schemas. Mother's Day, like most other holidays, brings all sorts of schemas, a term for the storylines and imagery accompanying events that are part of our culture. But let's face it, how many Mother's Days were ideal? Did you ever get to sleep in? When the kids made you breakfast, did you clean up the kitchen? Did you ever receive a crock pot when you'd have preferred a pedicure or a massage? I know his little heart was in the right place, but once one of my young sons brought a handmade card from school thanking me for cooking and cleaning. Although I have truly had some wonderful Mother's Days, some haven't been all that memorable. If you can identify, maybe it helps to scoff at the schemas, lower expectations, and admit that Mother's Day has rarely lived up to the marketed version. Step two, plan ahead. If you're dreading the holiday, take some time to really consider what's bothering you and make some early decisions. Take control of the day. If the dreaded text will make you angry, turn off the phone. You can look at it later or the following day. If you'll be sad and don't feel like seeing others, reconsider your obligations. You could opt out of celebrations entirely, skip church, or do something out of the ordinary that starts a new tradition. Next step, make it about other mothers. The fastest way to get our minds off of ourselves is to think about helping other people. One mom told me she volunteers at a local old folks home. I don't like that term, but that's what she wrote here on Mother's Day. Whom can you help? Is there a woman in your life who's been like a mother to you? What can you do to make her day or even week ahead special? By giving to others, we help ourselves. In the book, Why Good Things Happen to Good People, How to Live Longer, Healthier, Happier Life by the Simple Act of Giving, authors Stephen Post and Jill Niemark draw on scientific studies showing how 10 ways of giving contribute to mental and physical health. This beats sitting around thinking about how sad you are. Now, here's one I really love. Plant something. She says, where I live, spring weather is in full swing by Mother's Day. Consider finding something that will bloom year to year around this time, a bright splash of color that attracts butterflies, can connect you to the cycle of living and the perpetual rotation of the seasons. Growing a plant that offers food provides rich reward. For my master's degree in human behavior, I conducted research for my final project about gardening effects on health and happiness. Tending to plants connects us to something bigger than ourselves, relieves stress, and cultivates feelings of joy. Even if you've never gardened before, you can succeed. Radishes are easy to grow in a container, require little care, and can be harvested in around 30 days. He gives a hint here. Try an unusual variety. French breakfast radishes are my personal favorite. Then she has this cute picture of a little dog, and this is my absolute favorite part of the article. Dote on pets. She says, that's my baby in the picture. When I went out of town for a few days, someone very close to me pet sat. She texted the photoshopped pic, saying my doggie missed me so much that she got a mom tattoo. There's just like a little picture of, says mom on the dog. There's no tattoo on the dog. It's just photoshopped over, superimposed over the picture. So, people are aware that the dog was not tattooed. If you have a cherished pet or two, hug them close. Pets really do bring us joy beyond measure and offer unconditional love. Studies show that pets we love attenuate loneliness, improve our well-being and our health. That to me is so sweet and so true. So you know what you could do is you can plan on having a pet doting day because you know your pets love you and want to be with you, and they are giving you that kind of energy, that love, letting you know that you matter so much to them. So celebrate it with them. Have it be the mom's doting on pet day, okay, instead of Mother's Day. She has more in this article, say what you need for some getting through Mother's Day when an adult child is estranged requires speaking out. One mom said her husband always makes a big deal. He means well, believing he's helping her on what he knows is a very sad day for her, but she'd prefer he didn't say a thing. If this is you, let your needs be known. Tell your spouse and other family and friends what you do or don't want. For some moms, it's a day to stay in with regular television off. DVDs or Netflix bypass the reminders. You may have other wishes. Go ahead and state your needs. If you're alone, do what you want. After all, it's your day. For more ideas on getting through Mother's Day when adult child is estranged, read this article from December 2013, Holidays and How to Manage Them. So that is from a little bit from rejectedparents.net. And it's just a terrific website. And the author, again, is Sherry McGregor. And she is a licensed social worker here. So I highly, highly recommend this website. I do hope that this has been helpful. If there's anybody who'd like to call in, please do so right now. Otherwise, I will be ending the podcast here in just about, within a minute. So if you want to call in, the guest call-in number is 319-527-6182. I am waiting for your call. If you want to just chat for a few minutes and share a little bit about what your experiences are with Mother's Day, you're welcome to call in. It's 319-527-6182. And if not, that's okay, too. And, you know, I'm wishing everybody a happy Mother's Day, however you want to spend it. And if it's already, if this is past Mother's Day, I hope that you had a tolerable one if you are struggling with an estranged child or any other issues that make the day painful. Maybe you just lost your mother. And now this day brings those feelings up. Or someone died on this day or around this time, you know. This is why holidays can be a real problem. Because just remember, not everybody has a perfect life. And what you see in the ads on TV or billboards or magazines, it's not necessarily reflective of reality, you know. So it's kind of like, I'll just give you an analogy here. When people get married and they're young and in love, you know, they're in this bliss state, right? But have they really yet dealt with all of the reality that comes with marriage, the day-to-day, the problems, the challenges, the conflicts? No, probably not. But they will. And the years will go by and they'll enter in a new state of consciousness together. We're now, you know, as they're getting older, new realities are coming in. But it's kind of like that, where you have this idealized state, and then you have the reality state. So let's say you have children, everything's so great, right? And you have a good relationship with them. And then they grow up, okay? And then maybe one or more become estranged, or they don't acknowledge you on Mother's Day or your birthday. These days that you've always held as very, very vitally important to you. So as far as acknowledging how special you are on this earth. So you know what you need to do? You need to take that day, whatever the day is, whatever the holiday is, you give it to yourself. You acknowledge yourself. And you can also acknowledge your mother and your mother's mother and so on and so forth. But don't shortchange yourself of giving to yourself acknowledgement for who you are and what you've done in your parenting and how much you gave. There's no reason, just because you have a child who is not acknowledging you, who has become estranged, doesn't mean that you can't acknowledge yourself and thank yourself for what you gave to that child. And find a way to now deal with this new reality. If you pray for guidance, try praying for help. Sometimes we don't think of asking for help in that way because we want to feel like we're in charge of everything, you know. But try surrendering to some higher power, whatever that is to you, and ask for help, you know. You can say, just be very candid and say, you know, I am really having a hard time. And I'm not going to slip into denial about it. I am feeling, and then fill in the blank, whatever it is you're feeling. Feeling sad, I'm feeling angry, disappointed, whatever. Name whatever you're feeling. You can also write this down. And then you can simply ask for help with those feelings. So ask for help, you know, ask and ye shall receive. Ask for the help. Open yourself up. And go to this website. Please go to this website because you can talk with other people who are dealing with similar things and situations so you won't feel so alone. And remember, you are special. And you did that. You parented that child or those children, you know, and you deserve acknowledgement, if nothing else, to yourself, you know, for what you did, for your parenting, for all that you gave. You deserve that. You give that to yourself. First and foremost, write yourself a card. Do it now. No matter how much beyond Mother's Day you're listening to this podcast, write yourself a card right now, okay, expressing appreciation. You could also write it from your estranged child, you know, put their name on it to you and everything that you want to hear from them. Put it on a card. Send it to yourself. What that is this, it's an acknowledgement of yourself to yourself. You're saying, this is what I want from them, but I also believe I deserve this from them. And therefore, in some way, I'm going to give this to me. You know, so I wish you the very, very best. And, you know, hang in there. and I'm going to now say a fond farewell. I shall be back, though. And I look forward. If there's any way to leave comments, I'd love to hear from you. If not, you can share this episode with people. You can let other people know about it, and then you can post your comments there on social media. It's always good to get conversations going with other people who are going through something similar. I wish you the very, very best. Peace and love until the next episode. You take care now.